Nolte, Trump leads Kamala in Pennsylvania, 51-49%. By John Nolte on August 16, 2024. Former President Donald Trump leads Kamala Harris by 2 points in Pennsylvania, according to the latest polling from Emerson. A new survey finds 49% of voters support former President Donald Trump, and 48% support Vice President Kamala Harris for president in the Keystone State, reports Emerson. With undecided voters' support allocated, Trump extends to a 2-point lead, 51-49%. With third-party candidates on the ballot, the report adds, 47% support both Trump and Harris respectively, 3% support Robert F. Kennedy Jr. In this poll of 1,000 likely voters taken August 13 and 14, independents support Trump by a margin of 3 points, 48-45%. Suburban voters choose Harris by the same margin, 50-47%. Voters under 40 go for Trump by a whopping 18-point margin, 58-40%. Roman Catholics prefer the former president by 21 points, 60-39%. Non-believers choose Kakalee McNever borders are 84-13%. In this same poll last month, Trump led Harris by 6 points, 51-45%. In the Real Clear Politics average poll of Pennsylvania polls, the race is tied. Both Trump and Kamala sit at 47.9% support. Trump has led in 4 of the polls counted in the average. Kamala has led in 3. One poll was tied. It feels as though Kamala's incredible momentum has finally topped out. She enjoyed 3 of the greatest weeks any presidential candidate could get. Zero mistakes. Zero media scrutiny. She's running on personality instead of on policies or her abysmal record. The corporate media have contributed billions of dollars in free and kind contributions, and yet, Trump is still polling better against her than he ever did against Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton. On this same day in 2016, Clinton was leading Trump by 9.2 points in Pennsylvania, a state he ended up winning. Can Kakalee McNever borders are and her media confederates keep this up for another 81 days? I doubt it. She doesn't wear well, and her lack of substance is going to start to bother a lot of people, especially after Labor Day when voters get serious about elections. Also, times are not good. People want a vision for the future, not a fake sitcom. You can run on joy during good times, not when eggs cost $4 a dozen. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.